MGTOW men, welcome back. Today we are going to get into story time, and I don't always like to get too much of the nitty-gritty about myself, but I think that sometimes these stories help connect everyone to me a little bit more and hopefully allow you to personalize your own path going MGTOW, seeing I'm just another dude going his own way. And I was born with a certain congenital defect that hasn't really impaired me yet, thankfully, but will be potential cause for concern as I get older. And I just want to lead with that before I get going. And I was listening to yet another Stardust video yesterday. And in his video, which I think was the path of the individual man, he discusses this period in which he describes that he literally was the living dead. He was living, but he really was dead. He was just zombified. He was listless. He was drained from life, but he was going on with life. He put on 40 pounds. He was losing his mind. He was overworked because he felt that he needed to. He was essentially part of, for lack of a better term, I'll say the word matrix. It was his responsibility to himself, not those around him necessarily, as he wasn't married and didn't have kids, but because he thought, okay, that's just what a man does. He continues on with that life. And I was curious, what was going on with him? What was putting him on this proverbial deathbed each day, not allowing him to function? And he mentions how he believes, according to what doctors and studies have told him, he was born with, I think, a neurological wiring issue that causes for urination in the middle of the night, and it prevents him from sleeping soundly. And as a result, he wakes up sometimes around 10 times per night and can never really sleep for more than 5 hours at a time. So it impaired his energy. And for some people, they still might be able to get by with 5 hours a night, but you know, for him, it was killing him. And sometimes he wouldn't get any sleep, and it didn't allow him to have the quality of life he wanted. So what did he do? He had the ability to have some life agility at that point, thankfully. And of course, he can't fully remove the disorder, this issue that he has to deal with, but instead he does the next best thing and a more pertinent thing, and that is to make his life, his environment, the best possible, most efficient life in dealing with the malady. So if his days and work hours were too long, too difficult to manage, and that was the true struggle and where he felt the restless nights most, he did what he could to eliminate the need to work ultimately. He, in fact, became poorer in order to become richer in areas of life that he actually valued. And that was his personal health, his sanity, his hobbies, reclaiming his vivacity and joy about life. And he worked less. And essentially, he left all that he built up in the way of a career and took the path of least resistance to help accommodate his health issue. So now he works some more odd jobs and does things like that. And I don't believe that this malady really put much of a dent in his pockets. So he's able to do this and take the alternate route all the while making less money. He was able to do something a lot of people are not able to because he was already MGTOW. But most importantly, and this is the crux of the video today, he was able to do this because nobody had to answer, or he did not have to answer to anyone but himself. And essentially, he had, like I said, life agility. He could jettison things that were weighing his load down, and afford himself greater, more efficient operations daily, not be prevented in any way from making that decision. And all that has to be done is that he approves it, finds the button on the control panel to his life, and hits it with confidence. Okay, now while he makes far less, he's far more functional. Some people believe he wussed out, but he doesn't care. He does what he wants. Would he have been able to do this with a family, with wife and kids? The answer is no. Well, not only would he not be able to do this on the financial level for many reasons, he also likely wouldn't have been able to do it from external values, for staving off hypergamy in a marriage, for removing the inadequacy that would not just be ascribed to him from his family, but the increased societal scrutiny that is thrust upon a man when he enters in a relationship that the state monitors and that the subdivision keeps tabs on daily through the musings of the kids at school and the wives around town. So he can just disappear if he wants. He can live his life and choose his own pace. He can hit the gas pedal when he wants now, and he can hit the brakes. He can flip the turn signal on and veer off into a rest stop whenever he wants to, and that's MGTOW. And that's the beauty of it. And the only person that knows this decision is him. That's all right. And there's beauty in that. And there is strength in that. And that strength fosters confidence. And it's a cyclical pattern of power afforded by the life agility producing element of MGTOW. And the interesting thing that I want to take away from this is it's a very specific thing, is this connection to MGTOW and one's personal health and daily life and the many expenses that can come of it. And the products. And that's where I'm going to get into where I had my congenital defect that I mentioned. So I have a congenital heart issue. I was a junior in high school, 17 at the time, and I was just sitting in class thinking maybe I was in the gym at that point. I don't know. And all of a sudden, my heart was fluttering like crazy. Something was going on, and it turned out that I had some heart arrhythmia, and my heart pattern was off. I never felt this before, and I was in shape. I played college athletics, as many of you know. I lift the weights 5 times a week. I run all the time, but my heart was acting out. It was literally stopping for 2 to 3 seconds at a time between beats and then fluttering for 4 to 5 beats in less than a second. I was perplexed. So I go to see the doctor that night, and they noticed the same thing. They send me to see a cardiologist that week. They do an echocardiogram and find out I was born with a bicuspid aortic valve. And some of you know what that is, and I'm actually statistically surmising that some of you probably have it, actually. And this is when an aortic valve in your heart is not made with 3 leaflets as it should, reflecting the Mercedes-Benz logo, if you will, but rather it has 2, noting the bicuspid name. So this is more common today, actually within the last century, and it appears in about 2% of the population. So that's pretty large, actually, while more males than women. So not super uncommon. And thankfully, I haven't had any complications due to this yet. Very thankful for that, and have been able to do strenuous exercise whenever I want and with no hindrances. But as time goes on, that level of certainty and stability obviously decreases, and potential costs loom over my shoulder. There's a certain amount of entropy with that aortic valve, more so than the normal person. So you kind of have to monitor it each year. I have to go in for checkups each year, and beginning as early as age 35, you may need that replaced. Sometimes it doesn't affect you until 70. You really never know, and I'd be thankful to make it to 70 as it is. But you know, and I think that according to some research that I've done, without insurance, that'll run you about $150,000 if everything goes smoothly. That doesn't really take into account the different types of surgeons, and that's without insurance, I believe. I don't know what's going on with insurance, but who knows what my health insurance will be then if I make it that far. So bam, that's a lot of money. Where the heck am I going to get that money at that time? And there goes the kids' college payments. Every buck that I spend on the proverbial Gucci bag, insert any temporarily hypergamy, monkey branching, stymieing object in there to keep her around, will be taken away from that medical bill. And I can take far fewer risks in life, you know, like I say, and with each risk that I take, my consequence rises as well, though. And this is not a pity party. It's just sharing something that's influenced my thinking. And that would be the ratio that I wouldn't want. I want to be able to put myself in position to take the greatest amount of risk throughout life with the least amount of impending consequences on the other end. And to me, that's MGTOW. So if I want to take a career risk, a life risk of sorts, time away from work, time to pursue something not related to work or making money, but passion related, that doesn't bring an income or increase status to a female, but I can save up for the impending costs in life. I don't care if it's a surgery like this, it can be anything. Can be your health. Obviously, that is a value. And then I can do that. It adds to my peace of mind, and overall, it adds to my life. It's a practical choice. And for me, this is one of the important moments in my red pill building build up throughout life. There were many that I reflected on, but this one was a small one. And you know, this not only taught me that I'm just an expendable being, a piece of momentary matter, as humbling oneself against the fragility of life and the fleetingness of the world is also kind of a MGTOW stoic view as well, and something that I try to do my best to understand every day, although it's very hard to do in the artificial world. It also taught me that you must factor in the future in order to enjoy the present. Don't buckle underneath the shaming line that you just need to forget about all things in the future, like the blue pill world dishes out at you. Okay, no, don't even worry about the thoughts of the future, but always enjoy the present, understanding that each moment propagates onto the next. That's where you should focus. But enjoying the moment and taking control of the present, you are also taking control of how the next moment propagates onto the next one. And I say all this because it brings up the MGTOW, the contention that MGTOW is the what I see is the most efficient way of living. It's the most efficient way for a man to live in this world. And what is MGTOW without health? So the product of MGTOW, if we're looking at it from a product standpoint, is our lives. So I talk about MGTOW, I learn, I believe, you know, that's MGTOW as well. And sure, it's satisfying, and it's satisfying to learn about it and to expand one's knowledge. But it truly crystallizes into something when that which you're going MGTOW for is actually actualized in your life. Thus, what is MGTOW without health as well? What is life? And this is something that we consider and take into account when we go MGTOW. And I know many of you guys out there probably have suffered pretty bad things, maladies. One of my homies hits me up all the time. He was paralyzed in a car accident. I made a video about that. Many of you guys, some of them talked about heart attacks, cancer, I'm sure. And for me, physical fitness is such a joy and a pleasure because with the God-given health that I've been able to function each day, I'm able to have a constant outlet in which I can work at something and see progress. Working at something and seeing progress is a great thing. If you can have that in certain areas in your life, you can really enjoy life. You can have an outlet for that. And because of that, I want that in my life as much as possible for my own self-edification. And I found that even in times when I dated, and mind you, it's not like I was commuting every day for a 9-to-5 job to support my 3 kids and an outrageous mortgage. I was just dating, and I still struggled to get the physical exercise that I needed and the sleep that I needed. And when that fades, often your diet does as well. You lose discipline in that area. You lose time, and you also lose the ability to really think about your diet. And it's a slippery slope and something that I want to avoid. And MGTOW is the best way to ensure that I will have my health for whatever life throws its way. Obviously, you can't control life, but you want to be in the best position you can. That is what you can control. Because, you know, I may have BAV, but I also could get a myriad of other things in life. No matter what we do, we are not invincible. So this is the best way to ensure that you have life agility. And this brings up a point by Kingi MGTOW. I'm not sure how to say his name, stated in one of his videos recently. It's good stuff. It was his video, MGTOW Modern Marriage is a Complete Worship System. And he states that for over 40 years in which he's been kind of living a MGTOW life, that he said this line that MGTOW is the most efficient lifestyle. It's the most efficient lifestyle. So you cut out the fat, you focus on the nutrients, and MGTOW allows you to deal with those big issues that may be there and that I at least know are there. And thus going MGTOW makes even more sense to me and many of you guys. So that's my personal tale today. Maybe you can relate in some way. MGTOW and health, it's a topic that definitely can be looked at far greater lengths. And I have something to say really quick, and this is probably going to be tomorrow's general topic. And, you know, I get some comments from time to time claiming that, maybe not directly, that MGTOW is a decision solely made on the grounds of failed relationships, or it's viewed solely as being relationship-centered, devoid of anything else. Marriage or dating. And it's not. So MGTOW is a reorientation of the mind away from the things that the world tells you to value and pursue. That is how I see it. Being with a woman today often means for a man that he has to buy into McDonald's, Walmart, Coca-Cola, and the local cubicle. Okay, it's everything. And relationships are often just the pivot point entering men back into that fold. That's all. End of story. Hoodies up, hoodies out.